Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas that relate to a festival, a Yom Tov interrupting Avelus. This is Simon Reish Chof, the 220th section in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at three concepts today. That is the Yom Tov and Shiva, then the Yom Tov and Shloshim, and finally calculating Shloshim, which is interrupted by when the Shiva is interrupted by the Yom Tov. Let's jump straight in. The festival and Shiva. What happens if the Yom Tov begins during the period of Shiva, within 7 days of the burial? So if one buries the dead before Yom Tov, even if it's like 1 hour, so let's say it's done on an Erev Yom Tov, it's mamish, right close to dark, and the Avel manages to finish the burial and remove their shoes and receive the first Nichumim, then it's as if once the Yom Tov hits, it's like that the Shiva will end, and it's like they have observed all 7 days of mourning, and therefore afterwards they'll continue and they're in the Shloshim period from there onwards. What if no mourning was observed because, let's say, it was really close to nightfall and they weren't able to start observing Shiva, or just through negligence they weren't able to bury before Yom Tov? They buried before Yom Tov, they weren't able to observe. In that case, it's like a death on Yom Tov, where, as we discussed in the previous chapter, in the previous siman, where the Shiva is suspended till after Yom Tov and is not cancelled, it's actually carried over. If the Shiva was interrupted by the Yom Tov, can preparations be done before Yom Tov starts? The answer is yes. So washing clothes, some places can allow, permit washing clothes if the clothes are not going to be worn until actually Yom Tov itself, but it's best after midday to show it's specifically for Yom Tov. Bathing is forbidden until actually to nightfall, that although some would say, well, after mincha, when you're close to the Yom Tov, one can do this, and a haircut is still forbidden according to also one would have to go into Yom Tov in such a state, because one's not allowed to have a haircut in the Shloshim either. We move into the next concept, and that is the festival on the Shloshim. So if the Avil finishes the Shiva, and then in the Shloshim, a Yom Tov happens, what happens? So in that case, if the full 7 days were observed, and then the Yom Tov is during the Shloshim, then in that case, the Shloshim is cut by the festival. The Yom Tov will cancel the Shloshim in this case as well. What is done? What can be done in preparation for Yom Tov if the Shloshim is being cancelled by the Yom Tov? So the Avel may wash, bathe, and cut hair later in the afternoon before Yom Tov in honor of the Yom Tov. What about on Erev Pesach? So Erev Pesach is slightly different because from Chatzos, from midday onwards, the Korban Pesach was brought in. It's like a mini Yom Tov itself. It's a time where one's not allowed to cut hair on a regular year. Regular people not allowed to cut hair after midday on Erev Pesach because it's a semi-festival. So in that case, he may bathe after midday, but he has to cut hair before noon, in that case when the Shloshim is interrupting being interrupted by the Yom Tov. In the seventh day, so this is the seventh day of the Shiva, is on a Friday, and Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. So may the Avel bathe and cut hair before Shabbos? The answer is yes. They may wash clothes, bathe, and cut hair on Friday in honor of Shabbos, since Shabbos leads directly into Yom Tov. What if the mourner forgot to cut their hair on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Tov? So in that case, he may not cut it during Chol HaMoed, since he had the opportunity to do it earlier and did not take that opportunity. After Yom Tov, he may cut it because the Yom Tov has cancelled the Shloshim. However, the seventh day was Shabbos, so let's say the Shiva is on Shabbos, and that Shabbos was Erev Yom Tov, then it's like he's not able to do it because he can't do it on the sixth day of the Shiva, because that's not allowed, and he can't do it on the seventh day of the Shiva because that's Shabbos, even though it's Erev Yom Tov, so therefore he'd be allowed to cut hair during Chol HaMoed. Now, this is a very important point. Does the Shloshim completely cut the Shloshim? Does the Yom Tov completely obliterate or annul the Shloshim? The answer is yes for most things, except for two exceptions, and that is, if it's a parent, if it's an avelus for a parent, the children are not allowed to cut hair till the full Shloshim. And similarly, if it's a son who is davening for the Amud, he would still have kedima for the davening. He would still have precedence in davening over a regular avel, because he's still considered in Shloshim until the full 30 days have taken their course. Similarly, if one wants to set a day for the Siyam to observe the Shloshim as a family, the journey of the soul still is till the 30th day, even though the Nihuge Avelos, the practice of Avelos, are waived at the time of the Yom Tov. Let's move into the last topic, and that is calculating Shloshim when it's interrupted by Yom Tov. So what happens if the Shiva was interrupted by Yom Tov? When is the Shloshim calculated? So it's a little complicated here. So here's how it goes. Let's say that the Shiva was observed before Pesach. Pesach cuts the Shiva. So that amount of time, whether it's 1 hour before Pesach or 3 days before Pesach, once Pesach cuts the Shiva, it's as if this full 7 days are observed, and therefore that counts to 7 days of the Shloshim. Pesach itself is 8 days in the diaspora, and that would therefore mean a total of 15 days are considered taken of the Shloshim, and only 15 more after Pesach are necessary to be observed to complete the Shloshim. For Shavuos, let's say a little bit of the Shiva is observed before Shavuos, then even if it's 1 hour before Shavuos, when Shavuos cancels the Shiva, that counts as 7 days. Shavuos' first day counts actually as 7 days because the Karbonos, the sacrifice on Shavuos, can be sacrificed for 7 days afterwards, and the second day counts as an extra day, which means after the second day of Shavuos in the diaspora, 15 more days of the Shloshim remain. If there's Shiva which is observed before Sukkos, let's say a day or two, even an hour before Sukkos, then the Shiva is considered fully observed, which is 7 days of the Shloshim. Sukkos itself is 7 days, which makes it 14 days. And Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'fnei Atzma, is its own Yom Tov, which is considered like seven days. And Simchas Torah is the last one more day, which means 22 days of the Shloshim would have been taken. Only 8 more need to be observed. So if the death happens 2 days before Sukkos, the Shloshim will end 8 days after Simchas Torah. Do Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also cancel mourning? The answer is yes. So if the Shiva began before Rosh Hashanah was cut by Rosh Hashanah cancels the Shiva and Yom Kippur cancels the Shloshim because that's the next festival. And if the Shiva began before Yom Kippur, so it's during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, then Yom Kippur cancels the Shiva and the Sukkos cancels the Shloshim. Should the custom of lighting a candle for the person who passed away continue on Yom Tov if it interrupts the Shiva? So let's say the Shiva is being interrupted mid Shiva, do they still carry on lighting over the course of Yom Tov? The answer is yes. The candles should be lit. Today it's easier because we have these 7 day candles, but in those days they had to relight candles so they can carry on relighting, not only Yom Tov itself, but before Yom Tov for the Neshama. But the Kitzur says it's preferable that that be lit in Shul, not in the home. And the reason is because one is not allowed to eulogize on Yom Tov. And at the home, it may come to bring people to talk about and eulogize in a sad way and interrupt their Simchas Yom Tov. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful